This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, apparently day one went well. Little Buddy did fine by herself. Little Buddy did just fine by herself today.
Temporary Maya, as we call her.
Temporary Maya, that's right. If you missed the news, we added a dog to the family over the weekend, a rescue out of Leavenworth. Sadly, the dog's name is Maya, which is the same name as my youngest daughter. And we don't know what to do. Apparently, Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson are a thing.
I love it.
They're in the new Naked Gun movie. And
have you seen the trailer? It was on my list of things to do today because I said to Johnny over the weekend, do you want to go see the new Naked Gun movie? And he goes, yeah, I kind of do. Because you know what you're going to get. It is going to be
pure stupid slapstick comedy.
Completely stupid.
Very dumb.
And I don't hate that they've remade it.
Well, and they haven't remade it. Liam Neeson is Leslie Nielsen's
like brother or something.
Son.
Oh, son, of course.
Son. And so that's where they kind of pick up.
The tagline is Justice has a new daddy.
So anyway, Liam Neeson was married to Natasha Richardson.
Yes.
Who sadly died in a skiing accident in 2009. And her sister, Jolie Richardson, is giving her blessing to the new Liam Neeson, Pamela Anderson potential budding romance that they won't talk about. And quite frankly, is none of our business.
But we're all cheering for it. I'm sorry, I pulled up the trailer. There's a scene where he's beating a suspect with fake arms. I mean, it is exactly as bad as you think it's going to be. And
good.
I think it would just be pure, stupid joy for 2 hours. What's crazy is I don't think people realize Liam Neeson could be so funny.
Well, I remember.
Like, he's just always such a serious actor guy. I will find you and I will kill you.
He's got a particular set of skills.
Yes,
you
just
associate him with Taken.
Yes, of course you do. I'm going to get the trailer up. I need you to keep your ears on in case there's some language.
I've read it.
I don't think
I've read it in like closed captioning, and I do not see any bad words.
Okay. Now, I can still remember in Naked Gun 33 and a Third, which was the third Naked Gun movie, but it was Naked Gun 33 and a Third.
Right.
And
my brother.
Please, take a chair.
Thank you.
She walks. walks out with the chair. He goes,
please take a chair.
And she goes, thank you. And she walks out with the chair.
So
you know that is exactly
stupid.
My kind of stupid. Hang on. Here we go.
I'll find them. This is what I do.
Says you serve 20 years for man's laughter.
You mean manslaughter? Like a joke.
They're going to shut down police squad if you do not solve this case. Do this by the book.
Show a little respect!
Why?
Who's going to arrest me? Other cops?
Yes.
Is she serious?
Is he serious?
He's no.
It seems Mr. Drebin might be more of a problem than we thought. I want you to keep an eye on him.
Disgusting.
Rest assured, I won't stop until I found justice.
What do you want, little one?
Your ass.
Okay.
We got it.
I think actually, look, it's dumber than you think it's going to be.
Good.
And I don't care.
Good. I want it. The dumber, the better.
We'll laugh out loud. Take a chair.
Okay. She starts walking out with a chair.
I might have to go see it tonight. I'm not going to lie.
Story here from ABC News. He is the fastest to 1,800 strikeouts in games and innings pitched. Texas Rangers right-hander Jacob DeGrom has become the fastest pitcher in Major League history to reach 1,800 career strikeouts by games and innings as of yesterday.
Wow.
In the second inning against Seattle, DeGrom got Mariners shortstop J.P. Crawford to swing through a 99-mile-per-hour four-seam fastball for his fourth strikeout of the game. And with that strikeout, DeGrom became the fastest to 1,800.
Did you see Salvi over the weekend?
No.
He keeps breaking records and winning and doing things. He's doing so good.
What did he do?
Do you never watch the Royals games anymore?
I don't have FanDuel.
Oh, everyone was going nuts last night. It went into extra innings, and it was the bottom of the top of the 10th. Mm-hmm. I think we scored, what, 5 runs or something in the top of the 10th, and then they couldn't match it, and we win.
No, if FanDuel, with respect to FanDuel, if they would sell it for less than $20, I mean, that would be the most expensive app or streaming service that I have at $20 a month. For 6 months, all I would end up doing is canceling in October, restarting in late March. But for $20 a month, I better be watching every single game.
See, it comes with our, I don't know what we went with, DirecTV, I think.
Yeah,
my in-laws
have DirecTV, and it comes with DirecTV.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are signing back up for that, by the way, just so they can watch the games. And then didn't football start for real this last week?
This past Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Detroit and
I don't even care. I'm so excited.
Which, by the way, I don't know if it was NFL Network, somebody, that game was literally on a loop all weekend. But here's the thing with this streaming stuff. And I'm not saying anything new here. It just drives me crazy. We all thought that when you cut the cord of cable,
right,
we were going to start saving money because it was like $100 a month to get cable. And you thought, well, that's just too much money. Well, guess what? Now start adding up all of your little streaming service apps and tell me that you're saving money.
That's how they rope you in.
I bet you can't do that.
You can't.
Yeah, they rope you in with, oh, it's $5.99 a month. It's $6.99 a month.
No,
now it's $11.99 a month. I got hooked with Peacock because like I made the account and they're like, there's no ads, never any ads. No. Amazon Prime, no ads. Netflix, no ads. And now they all have ads too. But it's like, hey, if you don't want the ads because you're used to not having
then
them, pay an extra $4 a month for the no ads
right.
package, which of course my family forces me to then do with my Peacock account. And it's, yeah, they got you with the cut the cord, it'll be cheaper. And then 6 months goes by and you're mm-hmm. like, it's just as expensive, if not more.
And you can go with Peacock Premiere.
Yeah. Yeah. Premium Plus.
Premium Plus. I saw.
Then it's Platinum Premium Plus.
I saw a streaming app advertised over the weekend, CNBC Plus, for $14.99 a month.
How boring.
I don't even watch CNBC for free.
How boring does your life have to be?
Boring.
That you are paying for. That is, I don't even know what to call that.
I was floored.
That is Scroll by Land.
CNBC Plus for 14.
plus what?
And here was in the commercial.
Dramamine?
In the commercial, here was the hook to get you to buy. Follow any market, anytime.
What?
Yes.
I think Tom Hanks would have had more fun with Wilson and Castaway than somebody buying that package.
I don't even watch CNBC when it's on TV for free as part of the deal with YouTube television. And you want me to pay $15 a month so I can see any market at any time? Fascinating. I mean, this is niche. What's the word I'm looking for here?
They're looking
for a niche market. You're either a Wall Street,
the Wall Street
hedge
ticker
fund guy.
Yes.
Because if you live here in Kansas City and you know you're putting on new roofs or you work at a business or you have a pet store, you're not getting CNBC Plus. Any market at any time. I sound like Liam Neeson.
You actually do.
So dumb.
You will buy it and you will be bored.
I have many skills. All right, when we get back, we need our teachers to get in. We save this for the 4 o'clock hour just for that purpose. Teachers across the country getting ready for the new school year. And I know a lot of you have your own, you know, little classroom wish lists. There is a district in Tennessee that is now telling teachers, do not reference, if you put out one of these little wish lists, do not use the school district or the school's name in your wish list. You are just Scott Parks, and here's what I need in my classroom. Not the Scott Parks that works at Shawnee Mission North. 913-586-7798. And why? In today's modern era, do we still have teachers having to go out and shop and pay for their own classroom supplies? 913-586. Radio station didn't make us pay for this microphone. 586-7798.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, here we go with this story. As teachers across the country get ready for the upcoming school year and turn to online wish lists to help supply their classrooms, one school district in Tennessee is gaining attention for asking teachers not to do so. Lewis County Schools, which consists of four schools located about 80 miles outside of Nashville, is asking staff to not post Amazon wish lists on social media alongside the names or logos of the district or its schools. The district's director of schools, Tracy McAbee, explained the decision in a Facebook post and a letter posted on the district's website, writing that sharing wish lists can imply that the district is not providing classroom supplies.
We don't need them to imply that. They're not providing classroom supplies.
Quoting here, I also want to be respectful of the perception created when wish lists are shared publicly. Many donors believe they are giving items that the district refuses to provide. In truth, we work diligently to provide classrooms with necessary materials and to prioritize spending in ways that benefit all. First day of classes is today, by the way. They're working to form an official channel for future donations to students, teachers, and to schools. Mm-hmm. All right. The wish lists, often created on e-commerce retailer sites like Amazon or Walmart, have grown in popularity in recent years, filled with item requests such as school supplies, student books. They are viewed as a way to help teachers fill classrooms with needed supplies and, in some cases, help provide extra learning opportunities for students. So which is it? And we need you, the educators in the audience, to help us fill in the gaps here. You don't have to give your real name. You don't even have to give your school district. In fact, we'd prefer that you do not. And I'm not going to give out names or check that city names when I go to anybody who calls in. We don't want to get anybody in trouble. But do schools provide the classroom materials or do they not? I had always heard that they provide a little bit, but not very much.
Right. Even when my kids were in certainly elementary and probably up to middle school, the teacher said, can you please everyone bring in one bottle of hand sanitizer? Everyone bring in one box of Kleenex.
Right.
So schools might be providing the education learning materials, like the curriculum stuff, but they're not providing what teachers actually need day to day. Or why would the teachers all be asking?
Yeah. Here's a point from the text on. I'm a mechanic. I had to buy all my own tools. I understand. The headphones that I am wearing on my head right now, I bought myself. But when they wisen up and fire me, I'm taking them with me somewhere else. But they don't expect us to buy these microphones. These microphones are thousands of dollars. And guess what? When they fire us, I'm not taking this microphone with me. But they do that because they want the equipment to be broadcast quality. Because I would just buy a $100 microphone and call it a day. Sarah, on line one. Sarah, hello.
Hello. I've been teaching for 25 years. I refuse to buy any more supplies, and I encourage all...
You cut out, and we want to hear what you had to say.
Oh, wait. All right, okay, Sarah, wait, start over. Wait.
Okay.
We heard that you've been teaching for a number of years and you refuse to buy any more supplies. That was the last thing we heard.
Yeah. So I refuse to do it anymore, and I encourage teachers because they do not provide that. They don't provide pencils or paper. Like, I was at school today and there's no paper in the copier room. None at all. So they're not providing those. And so the only thing, like, teachers do, we're caregivers, right? We want to help and fix it, but what we're doing is we're just making it worse for teachers. So
my hope
is that we stop doing it. And I don't work beyond my duty hours anymore. Whatever my contract is, I do that, and I don't work for free.
Well, good.
Good for you, Sarah. And you know what? I know the burnout rate and the, isn't it an average 2 years? Isn't it the second year mark where new teachers go, I'm out?
It's somewhere in there. I thought it was three, but two, three. I mean, it's still minimal, to say the least.
You know, there's no paper in the copier. So school districts are saying we're doing our best to provide what's needed.
Yeah.
That might be the case, but what happens when you need to go print something? You have to buy it. And then the schools are saying, well, we don't want to give anyone the impression that we're not providing what's needed. That joke writes itself, Scott. If you were providing what's needed, or if the schools had the money, which they should, to provide what's needed, teachers wouldn't be going to Amazon with their Amazon list. And I don't fault the teachers for doing that.
One thing I am curious about, like, let's say you teach third grade, okay? And you have a picture of the presidents, you have a map of the United States, you have the little alphabet up at the top bannering your room.
I don't think those banners are provided anymore, Scott.
No, they're probably not. But once you go out and buy those, theoretically, if you're going to be in the teaching profession for 20 years, you don't have to go out and rebuy that every year.
You get them back.
Well, you keep it.
Yeah.
And you
at the end of the year, yeah.
Stay in your own classroom, hopefully. I mean, it would be counterintuitive to tell every teacher, hey, take everything off the walls and we're going to give you, you know, you're in classroom 120 this year. Next year, you're in 123. I mean,
yeah.
I would want to stay in my own classroom so I don't have to keep redecorating it. Beth in Kansas City. Beth, hello. Oops, sorry, I gave your city. Sorry. Beth.
Hi, that's okay. You know, I think that there's a lot of supplies within the schools that people don't know about. I've worked in two different school districts, and it's been unbelievable to me the amount of pencils, paper, crayons, markers, hand sanitizer that's just in mass surplus within the schools, but they're still asking the parents to bring school supplies. They're still saying that they're using their own money to buy them, which I know they are. A lot of times I think it's the teachers want things that are not deemed completely necessary for learning.
Okay.
You use a lot of props in learning, in teaching.
Yeah.
You know, you have a lot of flashcards, just a lot of visual aids, a lot more technology. So that stuff can be reused, but you have a lot of teachers out there that don't want to reuse things. They want the most current, most progressive tools and resources out there, which you can't say, you know, you shouldn't have that. Of course they should. These are our children. This is our future, you know. So I don't know. I heard the one lady say something about copy paper. I don't know if school is in session for them yet. I know the district that I just came from, they do a mass copy order in the summer, and the paper is delivered to the schools like the first, like the week before school starts.
Okay. All right. Well, do appreciate the call, Beth. Thank you for it. A number of people are writing in, I'm a mechanic. Cry me a river, writes one person. But there's a difference with respect. When you stop being a mechanic, those tools are still of incredible value.
Yes.
Now, granted, I get it that they're expensive, okay?
And those are tools for the trade that you do, where I would argue a lot of the supplies that the teachers need are used and you do not get back, like paper,
pens,
because you don't have those, right?
And with your tools, and to all the mechanics out there listening, you guys are
so expensive.
You have to buy those tools yourself more often than not, and they're very expensive. But they still hold incredible, or they retain value when you decide, I don't feel like being a mechanic anymore, and you can sell it. I don't see a lot of people in the market for a map of the United States or for a picture of Abraham Lincoln. I'm not seeing it. And what are you going to sell it for? A dollar? 913-586-7798. That's also the text line. If that is your preference, I understand that some of you might think, I'm not going to go on the air. They'll recognize my voice. I'll be in big trouble when I show up for school at the end of the month. That's fine. You can also text 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's go to line three, and that is David here on Dana and Parks. Hello, David.
Hi. I just wanted to bring up a point. I think they are worried about what the popular opinion is by them not providing stuff, but then they also mentioned they're coming up with a way to that you can donate right to the school. I think this is more about them wanting to control the money.
Them being the schools?
Yes. The schools want the money. They don't want it going to the teachers. They want it to go to them.
Well, but I wouldn't give the school money. I mean, if I were to donate, and my kids have grown and flown, I would give them a box of tissues or pens and paper.
Yeah, I think, though, they mentioned in an article, I think Dana read it, that they were setting up a way for people to donate directly to the school.
Huh. Okay.
And to your point, David, then what they're going to do is, let's say everybody gives $10, and so you end up with, I don't know, $600 in a pot. They're going to divvy that up amongst the teachers. Like, I would rather give, especially to a new teacher starting out.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
You know, wanting to go out there and change the world.
Okay.
I would rather donate, you know, $40 or $50 to that teacher's school supply list. I really would.
You know, and you bring up a really interesting point. I love the innocence of someone just getting out of college.
Yeah.
You know, I can remember when you and I were in school.
Oh, we're going to change the world.
I am going to tell the truth.
Yes.
And I'm going to expose.
I'm going to expose corruption.
Government wrongdoing. And I am going to change the world.
They're like, there's a car wreck on 435.
Logan, you need
get
to pay
gear.
Attention, young man. How old are you?
27.
You're 27. You're just still barely in the window that you think you're going to change the world.
Mm-hmm. You and you might.
You won't. You're going to end up 54 years old telling fart jokes.
Yes, in a van down by the river.
And you're going to, and no, but I'm being serious for a second. You're going to end up goofing around, working 5-6 hours a day, no big deal, who cares? But your job is to entertain people and make them laugh. And I would argue, if we did that, we did change the world. We really did. 913-586-7798. Sean in Warrensburg. Hello, Sean.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
I gotta quit giving out your cities.
Number one, I am so tickled that you two enjoyed the $25 bills.
Oh, that's right. That was you. That was so funny.
Oh my gosh, Sean, we cracked. There's one on my nightstand at home.
And there's one hanging on the wall here in the studio.
Awesome. Awesome. So if you need bumper stickers or t-shirts, I can be your guy.
No, we're good. Thank you.
Number two, as a teacher, yeah. I'm in high school, so I'm a different beast. But as an art teacher, I'm still in that same kind of category. I have 297 students on my roster. I get roughly $1,000 budget, so you do the math on how much I can spend per student. And the arts are different.
Okay.
Because you can't buy, quality pencils, cheap. You can't buy quality color pencils. You can't buy quality charcoal. And I could do the rose art thing, but that's garbage, and I would rather not do that. So I'd stretch my budget and pinch every penny, use coupons, get discounts and everything, and I'm still short. Now, last year I started a photography program, and the district, again, I'm still sticking with the same budget. My budget didn't go up. And now I've got 10 cameras for 30 students, but I have one memory card per camera. Well, if one goes corrupt or a student loses it, I've got to replace that.
Yeah.
They didn't supply me card readers. And so I've got to find ways to do that. And so teachers are hustling, whether it's teachers pay teacher, donors choose, whatever it is, supply lists. And I get it. Every home is hurting. We're trying to make ends meet. And here the teachers are asking for things. Now, unlike the mechanic who has his own tools, the mechanics don't go in and ask the customers to supply tools that the entire group of mechanics get to borrow and use.
Yeah.
Classes just don't work like that. And a lot of it does go to community, especially when it's in elementary, because quite frankly, some kids and families can't provide tissues, can't provide glue bottles. So if I can provide one or two for my kid and the other kids get to use it, bully on them. Awesome.
Sean, let me ask you something real quick. I just thought of this while you were speaking. I hadn't even considered the art teacher of which you are. And a lot of those supplies, I'm assuming you have to acquire on your own. But I would assume as well, though, that the PE teacher doesn't have to buy their own basketballs.
True. And I'm not going to paint with the brush that the art teachers are buying everything out of pocket. No, every art teacher gets a certain amount of a budget. Different schools, different budgets. I get roughly $1,000. So I make that stretch. But anything that I want that's beyond that, I've either got to find ways within the school, I got to go to the bookkeeper, or I'm paying out of pocket. And you're correct. The gym teacher, the basketball, the volleyballs, the little roller things we pinch our fingers on, those get used year after year after year. Art uses consumables. When the glue is out,
it's out.
We need more. When the pencil runs down to a nub, we need more. Color pencils, paper, everything.
Yeah.
And we are a different beast because, we do use the stuff, and when it's gone, it's gone, and then we need to resupply.
I love this call, Sean, and thank you. Thank you for it.
The $25 bills.
And for the $25 bills. I have a friend who posted their teacher wish list. Colored pencils were on there as well as markers. And then a good friend of ours just said, oh my gosh, my daughter is starting out teaching special needs students. Mm. And he said they shouldn't have to do it, but the teachers really are paying for a lot of this stuff out of pocket. I also want to put a plug in for Scraps KC. There is no better place for teachers than Scraps KC, where you can go donate any used thing that you have in your junk drawer, Scott. They will take buttons, fabric, construction paper, like all of this stuff in your old art room that you would have had for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You can donate neckties because teachers will come in and buy those for pennies on the dollar for art projects, right?
Huh.
If you're a teacher, there is a teacher's discount at Scraps KC. So as a consumer, you can get rid of all of your stuff mm-hmm. at Scraps KC, and then they turn around and give a discount to teachers who come in. Colored pencils,
yeah.
charcoal, chalk, all of that stuff is discounted for teachers.
Let's go to Steve in Overland Park. Steve, hello.
How you guys doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
So I was going to let you know, when it comes to the copiers, and this is a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but I repair those for a living, and the teachers are not buying their own paper. The idea of the teachers buying their own paper is a nightmare in my world, because we found out when those machines run out of paper, teachers will find anything that is flat and square, and they will put it in that machine. And then I get to go out there and fix it.
Very funny. And I'm sure true. All right, Steve. Thanks, man. Take care. Be well. Autumn in Blue Springs. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
I wanted to first start and say I am 43 years old and I am still trying to save the world.
Well,
so
good.
I still have that mentality that I can still do it.
Good.
I have been a teacher for this. Well, I've been an educator for 18 years, and I can tell you I taught science, and it's similar to what the art teacher said. There's a lot of things that we're giving students that whenever they want to talk about can be reused, that they can if our students are able to not break them. So, for instance, I had tons and tons of slides for them to look under microscopes. And it would take just one accident that someone would drop a slide and it shatter and I would have to replace it. And, of course, my school doesn't want to always replace those items. And I was the type I wasn't going to take that opportunity away from my students, so I would find a way to buy it.
Yeah. Mm.
So I also was the teacher that I keep feminine hygiene products. I keep deodorant. I keep hair ties. I keep combs, I keep Vaseline, because I work in low-income schools and my students aren't able to afford those things sometimes. So I Wow. keep them so that they have them and they don't have to be uncomfortable at school. So these are all things that I don't have to do, but I see it as an investment in my future. And these are the people that now that I've taught long enough that when I'm going to the doctor, these are these students that are now my doctors. And these are now the students that are coming over to work on my HVAC system. And so I see it as an investment, and I am fine with putting money into it. It would be great if they could afford to buy all these things for me, but if they're not going to do it, I'm going to do it just because I want to do what's best for my students.
Well, Autumn, maybe you are changing the world.
Well, I hope so. I have three of my own that their school actually charges a supply fee, plus we have to supply.
Yep, yep.
Supply. And I always ask their teachers for their Amazon wish list that I buy things for their teachers, too.
Hmm. Thank you for the call.
And thank you for you, Autumn.
And thanks for what you do.
Thank you.
All right. Have a wonderful afternoon. Be well. All right. Quick break. Logan, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, 913-586-7798 here on KMBZ. All right. We'll wrap this segment up with Ken in Kansas City. Been very patient, Ken, and we do appreciate that in advance. Thank you.
Man, I'm so happy because my wife's been a teacher for 25 years. And the budget that they give her, and she's a kindergarten teacher, is $250 for the year. So the lady that was talking about that some teachers just, you know, buy things and do extra. No, she has to. And she does. I used to just come out of my pocket and pay for stuff to help her. And she was like, no, not no more. She's like, I'm going to do the thing that whatever to Amazon.
Yeah.
And it worked out really well for her last year. So but I just... No, I mean, those kids, especially in the inner city, a lot of them don't have any of that stuff. And so for her to get them every year, and, you know, it's different kids and there's always different problems, so they need more money. I mean, the money that they allow them to have, $250 for the whole year, I mean, the guy that was only saying $1,000, great for him. But she gets none of that at the beginning of the year, and that's it.
Well, she's doing the Lord's work, if that means anything at all.
You got to have a heart to do it.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. Hey, and tell her about Scraps KC. I'm telling you, that is, if you are a teacher, you've got to have that on your list.
All right, Ken, do appreciate the call. Thank you for
it. Did you hear about the boy that was injured when he was at an aquarium in Texas? And you know how they have the touch area where you can, like, you know, there's a little.
Oh, yes.
A boy in Texas, he was like 6 years old. is injured after an octopus latched onto his arm and yes. would not let go. It was a giant Pacific octopus on July 14th. The six-year-old was not doing anything wrong. It's one of those half glass, you know, touch aquariums where you can, right?
With the rays sometimes.
Yes. So the octopus comes out, it's curious, and then attaches itself to the little boy's arm. And then you hear this little boy go, "Mom, it's not letting me go." It took three adults to get the octopus off this child's arm.
They're very strong and they're very smart.
Yes. And it did leave behind like bruises, like little
suction cup bruises.
Yes. Like, what do you call that when you're an athlete and you get suck punt? What do you call that thing where you do the suctioning?
Oh, I think it's just called cupping, as far as I know. Yeah.
It looks like he has tiny little cupping injuries all over his arm.
Well, he does.
Shortly after the incident, the San Antonio Aquarium posted a video about bruises that octopus can leave behind, but did not directly refer to the incident. An octopus biologist, Meg Midland, says octopuses sense and explore their environment using their arms and rely on taste sensors in their suction cups to understand what is going on in their world.
So I was reading a story over the weekend. They have found a very detailed octopi fossil.
Oh.
And I don't know if they carbon dated it or what they did, suggesting that octopi have been here potentially as long as the dinosaurs, that they might, like birds, be
I do believe they are one of, if not nature's most fascinating, brilliant creatures. If you have not seen the documentary Octopus.
I still haven't seen it.
Well, there's two. There's my octopus teacher, which is just incredible. Then there's another one with the guy from Saturday Night Live who used to collect them and then he stopped, Tracy Morgan.
He collected octopi?
Yes. Huh. And it goes into all of the different things they can do. And this actually came up yesterday. You really can't have them in an aquarium here, Scott, because they get out. Like, if you have a home aquarium, you're like, that'd be cool to have an octopus.
Better have a tight lid on it.
They will get out.
Yeah.
Because they can fit through.
And they can form fit.
They can form fit into anything.
Yes.
It's like they're shapeshifters.
They are.
Suction cups that cup you.
When we get back, the Massachusetts woman who got a $20,000 medical bill when this flew in her mouth. We'll get to
that. Was it an octopus?
It was not an octopus.
It won't let go.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dan and Parks. Not getting any better. Are you stuck in a cycle of steroid shots? And now they're even talking about surgery.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.